the country is dangerously divided, and tension ahead of next week's inauguration is buzzing like an electric wire through the Capitol. A nationwide public radio project called America Amplified spent the past tumultuous year bringing people together to talk about their vision for the country. Joining us now to share some of the voices is the project's senior producer, Andrea Tudhope. Andrea, welcome.
Thank you.
And you've been talking with people for a year about the divisions in this country, and then the insurrection and impeachment happens, and now you've gone back to reconnect with some of the people you spoke with. What did you hear from them?
I think there's exasperation on both sides, as well as disappointment. I've heard feelings that more violence is on the way, questions about wishing we could get the full story. And along those lines, another thing I heard, and this was from people across the political spectrum, distrust in the media. And it's a big part of the reason we started America Amplified. We wanted to support local journalists, to help build trust. And then in the fall, we launched a national talk show. And that's where I met Cecilia Johnson. She was a guest on one of our shows. She's a Black woman here in Kansas City, Missouri, staunch Trump supporter. She said she was disappointed at first about the insurrection at the Capitol, but she sat with those feelings and kind of came around. Let's take a listen.
I completely understand why people are frustrated, why people are upset, just as I understood. And we watched the early middle of last year. We watched people, you know, practically burning cities down because they were upset. And I just, the only difference is I think that this group geared their frustration towards the people they felt were really the problem instead of innocent people, innocent business owners and things of that nature.
That's very interesting because many Republicans and Republican lawmakers are echoing what she's saying, and Democrats are making the case. I think what she's referring to there is comparing the attack on the Capitol with Black Lives Matter protests in the summer. Democrats are saying you can't do that. I mean, what are you hearing about that?
Well, I checked in with a Democrat, Allie Young. She's a Navajo woman living just outside the Navajo Nation in New Mexico. She was involved in getting out the vote in her native communities back in the fall. When we met in November after the election, she was really celebrating after a record turnout of Native voters and celebrating the Biden win. I talked with her this week, and she and her fellow community organizers have lost a lot of that celebratory feeling. And really, it's been clouded by disappointment, namely in how the majority white crowd at the Capitol were treated by law enforcement compared to how majority Black and brown protesters were treated over the summer. And here's some of what she shared with me.
My community, those I've worked with, also other communities of color that really do feel like if nothing's going to be done, we're not voting anymore, you know? And it's those feelings of losing hope in a way, feeling like I wanted to give up on the work because, you know, to me, it was like, what's the point in fighting when it's never going to be fair for us?
That's fascinating. And it would be a very big problem for Democrats if people who were energized by this election somehow feel like they don't want to participate in the next. Look, a big part of the work that you did over the past year was to facilitate conversations with people who disagree about politics and race. What's your takeaway from that work? Did you find that you ended up making any connections with people that changed the way that they thought or that they voted?
Yeah. We met a woman named Meadow Kaufeld. She's a white woman in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. She is a wildlife biologist. She's pro-guns, pro-choice. She's a Republican these days. But in our first listening session, she got to have a one-on-one conversation with a Black woman in Georgia about racism. And I checked in with Meadow a few weeks or maybe a few months after that session, and she described to me that that was a really eye-opening experience, that she had sort of a reckoning. And I did check in with her this week, and she said that she's feeling pretty worried about this moment, that it's too extreme, that it's inciting violence. And here's some of what she had to say.
You go too far in one direction, and sometimes things become acceptable that wouldn't be otherwise. And I know that's an extreme thought, but that is my fear, is that, you know, something like that might happen here in the United States.
Andrea, it's so important to hear these voices from people of different backgrounds all across the country. And I know you asked a really interesting question throughout this process. what does it mean to be an American? You asked that of people, and I just wonder what kind of answers you got at this troubled time.
I'll tell you this, there was no easy answer to that question. I asked Mikus Mayes that question this week. He was a guest on our show. He's a young Black man from Memphis, a senior at Savannah State University in Georgia. He identifies as either a conservative Democrat or liberal Republican. Specifically, I asked him if the past year challenged his idea of what it is to be American. Let's take a listen.
It definitely has. If I'm being honest, your talk show actually led me to different viewpoints, because one thing I realized hearing the other participants talk were that other people have other problems. So it's not just my problems that are important, but everybody's problems are important, and that we need to focus on everybody's problems instead of just one group's. And hopefully by doing that, we can come to a better understanding of each other.
You know, I think he touches on something that we heard a lot, that being American in his mind is being able to look each other in the eye, accept one another's faults, and work together. I think we're hearing a lot right now that not a lot of people are ready to heal unless we're ready to kind of dig into our wounds to move forward.
Right, and to hear him say that these conversations led him to different viewpoints feels important in this time as well. Andrea Tudhope, senior producer at America Amplified, a public radio project that's been out talking with Americans about the state of our country. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.